Oh, South Aussie with Cozzy. Here he is, Cozzy.
Cozzy boys.
How are you, mate?
Jeez,
school holidays on the way.
Oh, the little freeloaders at home, eh? Yeah. Good times.
Give us some ideas. There's a lot of families out there. Money's a bit tight at the moment. We've had a massive march and you spend all our dough at the fringe and you name it. It's all been spent. People out there want to know where to go that's not going to break the bank. Cozzy, where's a few good ideas for South Australian families?
Yeah, because when people say to me that they're not going on holidays, they say, why aren't you going on holidays? And they say two reasons. One, we don't have enough time, and two, we don't have enough money. Mm. And I reckon the time thing's a bit of a cop-out. You have to make time for yourself, your missus, or the kids.
Can't buy back time, Cozzy.
Don't, mate. You know, like, it's like it just goes so fast. Your kids grow up, your grandkids grow up, so you have to make time. So if you're saying time is the reason why you're not spending time with your family or going away, that is a complete cop-out. So rule that one out. The other one is money. And I always say a holiday doesn't have to be expensive. Like, in fact, a holiday could be almost as cheap as staying at home, because you're going to eat at home, you're going to drink at home, whatever. Just take that food and that drink and hit the road and do it somewhere else. Mm. So when it comes to these school holidays, like, I like to think this time of year, Flinders, outback South Australia.
Beautiful weather.
Unbelievable. So places like Cooper Pedy, it's a bit of a hike to get there. But once you get there, you could do stuff like noodling for opals. We were up there 2 weeks ago.
What
doing
you mean
that.
Noodling?
Noodling. It means basically, you know when they dig up for opals, there's all those sort of ant mounds that are left?
Mm.
There is opal in those. In fact, someone at Andamooka found one that was worth $40,000 only a few months ago in those scrap heaps. So you can find opal easily. Like when we were there two weeks ago.
Mm.
Mate, I was there, we found little skerricks of opal, worth nothing really of value, but it's really easy. The kids absolutely love it and it's free to do. You can stay underground there, visit places like Murray, Lee Creek and all of those William Creek places, just unbelievable.
Flinders Ranges are awesome just when it starts to rain and get a bit of green on the hills.
Yeah, it's not as hot this time of year. You look at places like Bendleby Ranges, Willow Springs, Rawnsley Park Station.
Rawnsley Park.
Pound.
Beautiful.
These places, you can go stay there on a campsite for next to nothing.
So when you say a campsite, or you take a tent, or what do you do?
You take a tent,
caravan.
Yeah. Or even get a crappy cabin. Like you don't need the glitziest cabin. You know, these places like
Camper Trailers.
And, Rawnsley, yeah. They all have
swag.
Cheap accommodation. Swag it, for God's sake.
Because I can't remember the name of the place, but one way of doing it, I remember years ago, we sort of went halfway and picked up our camper trailer up there somewhere. So,
yes.
So in other words, you didn't have to tow it all the way from Adelaide.
Yeah,
there are places, if you look it up, Google it, there will be places you can get one up there.
Yeah.
And you only tow it for the last hour of your trip, if you know what
Mate,
I mean.
Mate, it's a brilliant idea. And where you pick them up is Jamestown.
That's it.
Yeah. And what happens is basically you roll into Jamestown in your car with a tow bar and you hire a camper trailer and away you go.
Yeah.
And if you haven't done camper trailer holidays before, it's a great way to try.
Yeah.
It's cheap too. It doesn't cost you hardly anything.
You can hire caravans. You can do all that sort of stuff these days. I conceived young Tom, my youngest, in the swag ditch.
Yeah, I mean, I was there. I filmed it. It was a great episode.
Sarah walked past. I pulled her into the swag. I zipped her up.
Mm.
And the boys reckon it was like a Venus flytrap.
Well, Harold the swag. Three seconds
You're
later.
You're not going anywhere. It's plenty to do when you camp. It doesn't cost you anything.
Right. The other area is your old stomping ground, Eyre Peninsula. I just got back from Eyre Peninsula last week, Port Lincoln, Tumby Bay.
Yep.
I caught whiting in Tumby Bay as fat and as big as you'd ever possibly find. You could have bagged out if you wanted.
50-centimetre flathead off the beach
is
at Elliston.
Right? Is that
Try
right?
Try beating that.
Mm. But, you know, you get over to Eyre Peninsula. Yeah, it's a bit of a drive. You get up to Port Augusta, have a bit of lunch. You go down to Whyalla, see the dolphins at the boat ramp. They're there practically every single day. Push on down to Tumby Bay, Port Lincoln, Coffin Bay.
Dale Lewis went on the York Peninsula trip last year, got out and about, said it was the best holiday they'd had with his kids.
You know, my old boss here at Triple M used to have a saying, and he used to say, oh, I never go any further north than North Terrace. Craig Bruce. But unless you do, unless you pack up and go, you'll never see this stuff. It's crazy. You
and
know, like,
kids will meet other kids. When you're there in those camping grounds, they will run off all day and you won't see them.
And you haven't even spoken about the river yet, and we all know how good that is at this time of year, Cozzy. So plenty of good ideas. Thanks for joining us.
Yep. If you don't make the time for a holiday, folks, you're seriously missing out on life. So get amongst it. Good luck, boys.